Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Went down the Timber Alley.
See what was going on. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman. She is a vicious chair. She is the author of Link Out. That's one of her books. And she is a thought leader in the marketplace and helps a lot of companies do that. And she's been hanging out with us now for 15 years, and we couldn't do without her. Leslie, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I'm trying to help small business owners do is not lose sight of the fact that this, for most of us, this isn't our first goat roping. You know, this isn't our first goat barbecue, our first rodeo. We've been through stuff like this before for most of us. And we need to call on the things that we focused on in those days and remind ourselves that, you know, that we've been through something like this before. And that we got through that, and we're going to get through this. And I believe, it's my opinion, and I predicted this 10 years ago, that the small business sector is financially stronger than they've ever been, because we weathered the lost decade on Main Street after the collapse of 2008. We weathered 10 years of tough times. And you can't survive that if you don't make your company financially stronger. And business has been good for 3 or 4 years. I believe that small businesses are better able to come out of this on the other side intact, if dinged up a little bit, but intact, than ever before. What do you think?
I think that is true for those of us who have been through this. Definitely, we've learned. But what about those young, new businesses, the young people, the new generation? I think we have to be there to help them get through it and use our wisdom. And that's a message that I really want to get out there.
I have to inject this question, though, Leslie. And I don't mean to be critical, but you and I both know that the young people don't always want to listen to graybeards like me. And so, what's your message to them? What's your message to them?
Well, yeah, obviously listen to us and let's see what happens, because after I'm with you this morning, I'm doing a panel that is online, Zoom, for an organization called Luminary, and it's a women's collaborative.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing a panel with three women like myself who have been through these things. And we're going to be sharing with business owners our experience and how we dealt with it, so they can learn from
it. I'm so happy to hear you say that. Folks, that's what I mean. When I talk about leadership, when I tell you about Leslie being a leader, this is what we're talking about. I don't just say things like that to say the words to brag on her. I mean, that's the truth. Leslie, thank you for doing that. But I really do agree with you. Whenever times are tough, like we're about to experience, it seems, if you haven't been through a time like this before, if you haven't managed your own business through one of these tough times, I'd go hang out as much as I could with somebody who has. That's what you're talking about, isn't it, Leslie?
Exactly. You have to get the advice. We have to be out there helping each other, and particularly those of us who are more seasoned. We wanted that because it's them getting through this. Our economy is dependent on all of us getting through this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be helping others from what we learned. And those that are young, that are listening, should know that they need to get that insight and experience, because we're all in this together, right? And our economy depends on it. So all the generations need to get together to help each other. And that, I think, is really, really key.
What are you hearing from your CEOs, the people you work with daily?
I think that there's, I have to say, there is a lot of fear this time, even though they've been, many of them have been through it before. There are young CEOs, and there is that fear of how do I take care of my people? You know, keep them healthy. This is a little bit different this time.
Yeah.
And the smart ones are working virtually. They've already have their people working virtually. But then there are those that have businesses, services businesses.
Right.
Like, let's say we have a member that has an eyeglass, you know, an optical store.
Right.
What do they do? What do they do? They have to start. Okay, if they're not virtual yet, they better start working on that. Because this is a message. Figure out how you can do your business different ways to keep alive in these times.
Every year since 2001, I've done a number of programs and have been written a number of articles done interviews with experts like you on making sure that we're prepared to have to work virtually. Buying laptops and using that as your computer and hooking it up to a station when you get back to your office, but being able to work from home whenever you can, making sure that you have that capability, that you've done enough things for your operation so that if your building got blown away or there was a flood or a pandemic, you could do this. And I think people are more prepared now than ever before for stuff like that. I guess we'll see, won't we, on the other side of this. We'll find out how well they were. Leslie, I need your website, please.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
And the books?
The book is Link Out.
Yep.
Link Out, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections. And that's my most recent book, so that's the most important book.
There you go.
And it is all about relationships.
That's right. That's what she's talking about. We got more wisdom and leadership to come from Leslie Grossman. After the break, I'm Jim Blassen here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.